guys, just hello back.
Aloha.
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 Hello.
Get it? Octavarius.
There's a way to
that's
descended from yeah, they say other things.
Zeeg.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, what's this?
Is the Octavarius theme playing?
Yes. Sweet. Yes. It's slowly fading out.
Cool.
Yeah, everyone, I like that song.
Welcome to episode 35 of the Octavarius podcast.
35 years old.
35 and
Frank
still
Thomas.
Alive.
35. Frank Thomas.
Big Hurt.
35. Big Hurt.
Big Hurt himself.
Played my Queen. Played
my favorite
Queen.
Baseball
in a dirty
player.
Era.
Or no, after Robin Ventura.
I like it. I enjoy that now every time I announce what number the podcast is, we just free associate on that number.
Zachary Bowman, the right cornerback for the Chicago Bears. Bears. Yeah. 35.
Pretty 3 plus 5 is 8.
35, not a prime number.
35 is 15.
Not a prime number.
Believe it or not.
Who boy. Hey,
I don't. Believe it or not.
Why don't we start on this end of the room and sound off?
Fine.
Hi, I'm Keith.
Hi, I'm Gustelvi.
Hey, I'm Cloud.
Hey, I'm Tins.
Oh, it's B-Wool.
And it's LP.
Mark.
Hey. Oh, wait. Keith, did you bring the mailbag today?
Was I supposed to?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so hard. If we don't have it, oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no, guys, here it is. I found it. I just found it.
Thank
God.
Mark has the mail.
Mark has it all the time in that vault we talked
about. Before you open, thanks everybody who came and saw this connection show.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Our show has already been declared a hit by Time Out Magazine.
And Chicago Sun-Times.
Holy smokes.
Probably Gaper's Block.
Gaper's Block.
Hopefully,
we'll
by the time this airs.
More improv should be this fun, says Time Out.
Yeah,
it's crazy. Totally big infectious. Deal.
Newsweek said...
we've got 1 week to make that come true.
Yeah. Don't know about the Newsweek one.
Well, we better get them to this coming show. Newsweek said... Boy, oh boy, these 9 individuals sure bust out the boners.
They said in
is that
print.
Negative? I don't know if that's a negative one or not.
Peter Travers of Rolling Stone gave us 70 stars.
Wow.
That sounds like Peter Travers.
That Newsweek, Newsweek was Fareed Zakaria, right? I know his style.
Yeah.
Zakaria.
Well,
Zakaria.
Whatever.
Well, you want to do the mail thing?
Yeah, yeah, I guess we should. Bag. Okay. Yeah. Here, let me just open this up. This letter comes to us from a Bobbin Ventura.
Bobbin.
And damn it, Mark.
Bobbin? The name you came up with was Bobbin.
I can't help.
You couldn't
help
even
is...
say Ventura. You said Ventura.
Have you checked the actual emails?
I mean, it comes to my Gmail inbox, but as I learned today, that apparently I am missing things there.
God damn.
If you write in now to info@octavarius.com, I have renewed
it.
My commitment to checking it. I just missed a really important message from a playwright about what props to bring to a workshop that I was doing.
What does this letter say?
Oops. This letter comes to us from Bobbin Ventura from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, that's where we're from.
Wow.
Says, hey, Octavarius. Last week, I struck up a conversation with a stranger, and it got really uncomfortable. I don't remember the stranger's name, but he had an ironically waxed mustache, and he kept referencing bands and said, oh, you probably don't know about them. He had really tight pants, and I could see his camel tail.
Ew.
He wore lots of corduroy.
I mean,
what is up
corduroy.
With that?
Corduroy.
It sounds like we're talking about hipsters.
Yeah, I guess.
Although the corduroy is a little...
What's a camel tail?
Yeah, hipsters don't really wear corduroys that much.
Sounds like we're talking about camel tails.
Wait, hold on, what?
A dude version of camel toes.
It's a moose
hoof.
It's a moose hoof.
Wait, is it, I guess, like a crease made from the balls, or is it an imprint of the dick?
I think it's a dick because it's like a tail.
Yeah, you know how...
How the dick is like the front tail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How tight the pants are.
Yeah, they may. It's a thing. People make fun of dudes that wear skinny jeans. Their pants
like
are so
right
tight.
Now.
Yeah, but your pants are not necessarily so tight that I can completely see the outline of your dick and balls.
Yeah. Well, I wear them with class, so.
Yeah, I mean there's difference.
You have a humble package. And I respect
it's
that.
Very humble.
What? I mean, he could. I'm sure LP's pants are tight enough where if he wanted to situate his dick and balls in a way that
if
we
I
all
wanted
could
you
see
to
them.
See it, you'd see it.
Yeah.
Oh, like that like stretchy ball show, that theater, or the puppetry of the penis thing, where they get on stage and there's like four or five guys, and they got real stretchy dick and ball skin.
Like, yeah, ball skin. Whoa.
Yeah, and they can make weird shapes. And that's the theater. Is what weird shit can we make
like,
out of our
really?
Own?
I've
yeah. very
like
much,
a
I've
balloon
seen
animal,
that.
But out of your penis?
Exactly. Like they take your sack skin and then they stretch it.
The scrotum.
Yeah, and then they just kind of like do
that
weird
is
things.
Sack skin.
That's horrifying.
That's I've never seen it.
I saw clips of the show. I think it was probably, maybe it was on Real Sex.
Probably.
Like that.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, maybe
yeah.
I saw it.
I think I don't know how I encountered it, but I did.
I think because I've seen an episode of Real Sex.
I've seen
before.
Lots of them.
I have seen lots of them. They all suck.
See, I didn't have to watch it. I didn't have HBO. I had to watch, like, E in hopes that there'd be, like, a blurred out
E?
Titty on Wild On or something like that.
No, I did it too.
We all watched E in hopes maybe they'd.
I had porn, man. Yeah. That was cool.
Who's the old lady that talks about sex?
Sue.
Talks
with
Sue. Sue Johansson, right?
Isn't there a short? Yeah. What's the short old lady's name?
Talk Sex with Sue.
Sue Johansson.
No, there's like another one. Like
Dr. Ruth.
Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, Dr. Ruth
telling
was earlier.
Truth
with Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, Sue gets graphic, though. Like, Sue would wear. She'll take out like rando sex toys.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She'll
and
play
she'll
with
she'll
all
put
day
like
long.
A yeah she'll put a dildo. Like,
she'll take out her titty and just start milking it.
Well, she soon
it would be dust. She was so old. James, would you care to
I mean,
oh to do my dust sound effects?
Yeah.
Now imagine, listener, that I'm squeezing my titty. Nothing but milk dust.
They told me they fixed it.
Just evaporated milk, right?
My fault.
Man, I hope someone's listening to this at work.
So, Wikipedia says, hipster is a slang term that first appeared in the 1940s and was revived in the 1990s and 2000s, often to describe types of young, recently settled urban middle-class adults and older teenagers with interest in non-mainstream fashion and culture, particularly alternative music, indie rock, independent film, magazines such as Vice and Clash.
Oh, Vice rules, man.
And websites like Pitchfork Media.
Yeah.
In some contexts, hipsters are also referred to as scenesters.
What?
So,
yes, I've heard
that. Oh, the scene.
Yeah,
like scene girls. Like.
Yeah, scene kids.
I wouldn't be a scenester, but I'd probably be a hipster.
You are a hipster.
What is the difference?
Of us, LP is the most hipster.
I think it's just because he's the coolest.
Well, a scenester is someone who's at like all of the like the big parties, and I don't really do those parties.
Oh, okay.
We went to that one party.
Yeah, we
that
did
was
go
lame.
One.
Oh, no, that was fun.
I've been to parties before. Am I a scenester?
No, not the big parties.
Yeah,
it's gotta be
a party
called like Like, what was the last party? The Let's Get Weird party. There was that one that just passed.
What?
It's basically, any party that's associated with my friend Glitter Guts.
Yeah, Glitter Guts.
Glitter Guts is like the, if like they're at, if they have a photo
what
booth.
What tipped you off that Glitter Guts might have cool parties?
Glitter Guts.
My buddy Lab Rat. My buddy Lab Rat runs it.
Such a sweet
name.
Yeah,
Glitter Guts.
Anybody listening, yeah, check it out. Check out Glitter Guts. If you go to any other, he will make you look cool.
Wait,
he's a photo photographer, huh?
Yeah.
You said his name was Lab Rat.
Yeah, his name is Eric. Eric Lab Rat. That's
Glitter Guts.
Yeah, that's Glitter Guts.
Just say Lab Rat.
Yeah, what's wrong?
But
he's known as
Glitter Guts, and the site is Glitter Guts. If you look at it, the pictures are fucking awesome.
He makes you look really cool.
He makes you look like a
fucking
star.
I
kind of
know him. You didn't say anything about this.
You didn't know that?
No,
I knew that shit.
What if just everyone who's at the parties already looks like a star? And
No, they don't. Because I know people that go to those parties and they're not stars. They're just friends of ours.
Wow.
They look like regular people.
Wow.
He makes you look way better than you have any right to look.
Do you think he'd make me look good even in my
Yes, you would actually look like a hipster. Dressed like that, even though you don't really look like... We kind of do with a bandana.
Yeah, I got a bandana on today, listeners. Yeah.
Well, it's a piece of cloth that I ripped from a shirt.
Thanks, Dan.
It was no need to bring that up.
I think, actually, guys, I think
they can hear it.
I'm bringing the bandana back.
Wow. That's a good idea. Nice. I rock a bandana.
Wait a minute, you wore a bandana for a while though.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, I'm bringing it back for me, not culturally. Oh, okay. I'm just
hipsters generally don't necessarily have a particular haircut.
No,
but they are
a lot of there's mullets. That's ironic.
Yeah,
haircuts.
Like
yeah, they
do.
Yeah, like the hipster. That's the whole thing is irony. I think that's kind of something to say about our generation.
But it's
as well.
Weird though because like even a year or two ago, I just started seeing these fucking ironic mustaches come up, and now they're
around
so,
for a while.
Yeah, I feel
while.
Like I don't. I feel like I've seen them with more prominence. I don't know, maybe I just wasn't looking for them. But it seems like now there are just so many of them that it's no longer ironic.
You dressed relatively hipsterish when you were in school.
Hipsterish.
You know, I'm sorry. You dressed relatively hipsterish when you were in school, wearing your like professor jacket with your leather elbow patches.
Didn't you have a handlebar mustache at one point?
No,
I know.
Who?
That's
oh
way too
well,
cool.
Yes.
Like very, very briefly.
It was for Halloween when I put on a redneck outfit and half of a set of pixie wings, and went as the right wing because I was an idiot.
I went as the Articles of Confederation. I just put A-N and B made out of the Confederate flag on.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean that. And when I was in high school, I used to always dress in weird clothes that were all ironic. Like I would wear ties. Ties a lot.
You would dress, from what I hear, it was like ska mostly.
Yeah,
right?
It was a lot more ska.
I think it all falls under the umbrella of general counterculture.
A lot more ska and I was a lot more ska influenced. So I was very ska-influenced, actually. I'd wear, tube socks, necktie.
We brought this up on many podcasts because I find it so interesting. It's funny to picture.
See, and that's really weird for me because I was, like, really far behind any sort of... I probably still am saying this. Like, I got out of sweatpants, maybe, in, like, fifth grade, and I got into like,
you wearing
jogging
pants.
Now?
These are
karate pants.
Karate
which
pants.
Which he wears often.
Yeah, he does. Dude, they're awesome. Nothing's going to rip
these
things.
That's fine, man. You're your own man.
I can't wait till fucking hipsters start walking around wearing karate pants.
I actually have
know there's
pants.
A guy.
No,
but you don't wear them, like, out.
No.
But, like, I remember in high school just like, begging. Like, I'd be like, Mom, I need to get a shirt like everyone else has a shirt. Because I just didn't know what to
so
do about
different?
It.
I can't show up bare-chested to school again.
As if that happened before.
So, Lisa, you were saying something?
Well, no, like, I've had to make an effort to buy normal clothes, cause especially in high school. Like, I had so many rainbow shirts.
Wow, you still got those shirts, man.
I've got a couple. But yeah, I just had a lot of brightly colored / wacky clothes, especially in high school. So I'm like going through college, I'm like, oh man, I need to learn how to dress like a normal person and buy like kind of normal looking clothes. So I still have a lot of wacky ones, but yep. I'm trying to like, oh,
I had
sure.
You
like
really those wacky shirts.
In, you know, what the hell are we then? Because we are not necessarily normals. I mean, we're comedians. We're like
we're
a
artsy.
Band of comedians.
We're very close, I think, to the... to be hipsters.
But, we're not...
No.
We're not cool. Like, most of us are not really that cool. We're not...
Fucking speak for yourself, nerd.
I know
when
what I am.
When you said most. Right. Most of us aren't that cool. We're cool. Yeah. We're a different kind of cool. We're not this, like... You first glance at us and like,
well,
oh.
We're nerds. We're all nerds.
But we are so cool to nerds.
We're like the coolest nerds there are.
Right. Really, that's what...
I would argue we're the king of the nerds.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're the king yet, but we're getting there.
I would
there.
Say we're kings and queen of nerds.
We're at least in the court of nerds.
Yeah, princess.
We're getting up there.
I remember all my attempts at being cool would just like wind up just failing miserably.
Is this time for another one of Mark's tales?
I want to imagine that all of Mark's attempts to be cool are similar to all the attempts to get the baseball back in the sandlot. They're just increasingly ridiculous and still involve a lot of nerd-esque things, such as building an erector set catapult
To cool.
Yeah.
Just like, fling me over that fence into cool.
I got this idea. All right. Here's what we're going to do.
I mean, I used to have, like, I had back in the slam poetry days.
Oh, that's right. Well,
that's right. Slam poetry. Does that automatically make you a shitty hipster then?
Listen to the description. So I would have
how long was your scarf?
You know, I did have three scarves. They were not long enough to really qualify. But I had a necklace made of safety pins. And I had a shirt. Yes, he did
for years.
And my favorite shirt said American Girl Place, like from the store.
Mark, I love that fucking shirt. That was a signature
funny
mark
shirt, my friend.
And it only is my favorite shirt. My second favorite shirt. My favorite shirt I couldn't wear because it was just way too tight, and you'd always see my nipples. But it said ISU. It said Illinois State Mom on it.
I remember that shirt.
I just really liked wearing my Illinois State mom shirt.
And that's ironic, though.
But I would be slam poetry in an American Girl Place shirt with my safety pin necklace, and I was like, this is it. I'm cool now. But then I'd be sitting there watching the other people, and my safety pins would, like, pop out and poke me in the neck.
Oh my God, that's horrifying.
Some girl would come up and be like,
you're bleeding.
Hey, you're wearing an American Girl Place shirt. And for, like, the millionth time, I'd be like, yeah, because I'm the place for American girls.
Do you get my joke?
Yeah.
You wonder why I failed.
I like how you kept wearing the shirt even after all the times you had to explain it begrudgingly. I still wore that shirt.
I'm glad when you wear it.
Mark, it's like my pants shirt. Yeah, I always have to explain.
Mark, one of your favorite shirts still, I believe, is your shirt that says something along the lines of "World's Greatest Grandpa."
Best grandpa on earth.
Best, yeah. Yep.
I had one of the weirdest times. I was with one of my friends who was a girl, and we were trying to get to like a show or like a movie screening or something, and we stopped and got like really quick dinner, and so we were like waiting at the table, and I went up to like get our drinks. Well, the server came and brought our food, and the server looked at me getting the drinks and looked back at her and was like, is he really a grandpa? And thank God my friend Erica, because it's similar to the I'm the place for American girls line, I had a line for the best grandpa on earth shirt as well.
Oh, no.
It was not a pun. But I would just look at them dead in the eye and say, yeah, my virility is the stuff of legend.
What are you doing, Makula?
So
Makula's not here. Mom.
And Erica did it. Erica totally did it for me. And the girl was like, oh, weird. Are you a grandma? And she was like, oh, I don't like this game anymore.
You know, does anyone know, like, do hipsters ever have to, like, really explain?
They're too cool.
I don't think they do. That's why I failed.
I work with all hipsters.
Yeah, so you know,
I'm like a day walker. So I walk among them.
Day walker.
So let's say,
I run with the nerds at night and then hang with the hipsters.
Okay, Wesley Snipes, tell us how it is.
So let's say that they go to, like, you know, Target, mm-hmm. and someone says, like, hey, dude, what's with the curly mustache?
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, why the bike on top of the bike?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you dressed like a girl?
Let's say they go to Jewel or Whole Foods, wherever they get food.
Right.
Probably Whole Foods.
Definitely.
Yeah. If they can afford it, they can.
If they don't go to a mom and pop grocery store.
Yeah, it's usually a farmer's market.
But, like, doesn't anybody ever say, like, hey, what's with the bike on the bike?
It's a sign. It's usually, especially with bike, because bike hipsters are, like, a different breed altogether, because they're mostly messengers.
Who was telling us about that, LP? Was that Chris King?
It might have been. Our buddy Chris King
was a bike
messenger.
We were talking about how he hates
I know a bunch of bike messengers.
Yeah, but he was an outsider, because he was just a bike messenger that wasn't a hipster, because he hated hipsters.
What constitutes a bike hipster?
It's usually a hipster who has a bike. And,
that's it.
But a bike messenger hipster is, like, this crazy class of hipster that you, if you call them a hipster, they're going to kick you in the face with their giant legs, because they have fixed gear bikes, which means they don't stop pedaling, and you, the only way they can brake is to stop pedaling. So every time they're in motion, and their legs are huge, and they don't care about the stuff. So when you ask them, hey, what's with the bike on the bike, it's like, well, you can't, they you couldn't ride a bike like that. You couldn't ride those two-level bikes, but they can, so they're better than you.
I haven't seen these two-level bikes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're I haven't seen this either. I can see it.
They're around. Those guys must live by us, LP, because I see
those. Well, no, it's all the, because we get a lot of those rickshaw bikes, and those are another type of hipster, too.
Well, what's the, I saw a kid who was on a bike that was like two stories tall. No, not
that. Yeah, it's a bike on top of a bike.
That's a children's bike.
It's usually, like, it's their pet project. It's like if we were to put together, like a go-kart derby. They, like, weld like, these bikes together.
Like,
and
some elaborate plan to become cool.
Yeah.
It's like, it's seriously, it looks like, if you haven't seen it, folks listening, it seriously looks like, you know, when you watch The Grinch Who Stole Christmas, and you see the Whos down in Whoville, you know, banging their Who drums and playing their Snaz Danglers. When you watch that, you see these people on these ridiculous bicycles, and that's what it looks like. And they are having the most wonderful time.
But you
see these hipsters riding these bicycles. And I don't understand why they're not smiling.
Well, that's because they shouldn't be happy about it.
Who's? Why? They created this double bike. That's crazy.
A double bike.
Now, do you guys ever think that hipsters could ever take over and become like the main culture, and everyone else is like?
I'm glad that was the part. I thought you were just gonna be like them taking over.
Or if they take over the world, like
actually take over.
They don't, but it certainly influences society.
You couldn't do it because then it'd be too mainstream.
I mean, you see, fashion influenced it. Like everything is influenced, but. Hipsters will never cross over because it's completely mainstream. It would be too mainstream.
Like, it just happens like without them even trying. Like so many people become hipster that it becomes the norm.
Are there a lot of, what was it, like a poser? Is that the right word?
Yeah. Lisa, not everybody has to try that hard to be cool. There are some people that are like naturally beautiful and rich or stuff like that. Or some people that, like singers.
Yeah, like sure. It's just a thing that us cool people have. You just
said Keith.
You're just born with it.
He said, wearing his square of shirt.
It's and a bandana.
Petrified forest shirt, and it has two paragraphs.
I was referring to the square of shirt you're using as a bandana.
Oh, yeah. I thought you said it meant, like, my shirt is so square.
Keith, you ripped up a shirt and turned it into a bandana? That's so cool.
I let Tins do it for me.
That's even cool.
I actually did that with three or four shirts.
Shut up, Tins, you puppet. I'm talking to Keith here.
Keith is my cool name.
I don't know why. Like for some reason, right now, I was about to call you Steve, and I have no idea why.
Wow, weird.
I'm
cool with that. If
cool,
like,
Steve.
When I'm being really cool, you guys just want to call me Steve. No, Steve.
Steve.
So
that's
when,
like that's
when
like
Steve
my
just
Stefan.
Got here.
That's
it's
my
like
Stefan.
When Urkel turns into Stefan. Yeah.
Yeah, it's my Stefan.
So when Keith is cool,
right.
You're Steve.
I'm Steve.
That's gonna get confusing for people that aren't us to be like, hey, Keith, could you go get me a beer? And then you get me a fancier beer than I thought you would, and I'd be like, oh, thanks, Steve. And then I think you would start getting offended when we make the wrong distinction.
I might.
If you
yeah,
do
you
something,
like,
you,
wait
yeah.
a second.
When you try, like, or you would try to do something cool and be like, yeah, thanks, Keith.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd be furious.
That's a power I would not want to give to us.
That's
yeah,
true.
Now we have it. It's over.
Too late.
That's going to be just terrible.
And I got to call someone a puppet in the process.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which I've been wanting to do ever since I remembered that The Rock's Greatest Moments DVD segment.
He calls people puppets?
Yeah.
Here's what I'll do. I'm going to drop WWE information into conversations. That'll make me cool.
Is that Mark Thought?
Yeah. You can all call me like
Steve.
Thanks. No, Mark, you already have a name when you're cool. You're Shark.
Yeah.
Shark Tech.
Wait a second. I don't remember ever hearing someone say the shark attack.
I say Mark it all the time.
Because I haven't been cool
when
yet.
Mark does something cool.
Mark doesn't do something cool. I'm sorry. I love you, Mark.
I forget. Mark, have you ever referred to your room as the shark tank yet?
I did that one time.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a pretty great name for your room.
I know, but...
That's so great.
It's the most depressing shark ever.
I want to see him take the shark nickname way too far.
I want that so
like
bad. Any,
like, as soon as he steps into his room with a plate of food, he immediately calls it chum.
Like I grow a dorsal fin.
You know, it's terrible, though. Now that we've made this many references to it, you know, like, all of his birthday gifts from now on are going to be
shark.
So
are
going to
be
related.
Just, like, the bloody hunks of a tuna.
Shark Week will have a whole new meaning.
As soon as, one of us does it, it's all it'll be.
Okay.
It's just waiting for one of us to buy him a fucking Street Sharks action figure.
Oh, remember Street Sharks? That was awesome.
We already talked about that.
We did.
Well, it's back. It's a callback.
Or West Side Story, Lisa. You're
right. That's true.
So,
part of it.
If we call that the Shark Tank, his room, can we call my room Steve's pad?
Only when we think you're doing cool stuff. Otherwise, it'll be Keith's room with the garbage bed.
I'd say my bed's pretty hipster, then.
You know what? Yeah, you're right. You've got basically a recycled bed, which I think hipsters would certainly approve
of. Yeah, we totally found it in the garbage.
We call it the garbage bed, usually.
Just wait till whenever I have a girlfriend and they finally hear this podcast in, like, 2017.
God. It'll take them that long.
So here's what happened. Keith and I come home from grocery shopping. And I'm putting away the groceries, and Keith volunteers to take out the garbage. What a good friend, right?
Beep boop.
Good job, Steve.
Beep boop.
Hey, there he is.
And so Steve takes the garbage, out to the our little garbage room we have at the bottom of our apartment building. And so Steve puts the garbage in the garbage can, and then he notices this pristine-looking bed.
And I'm like, no,
it's not. Right. It's not in the garbage can.
Right, right.
It's just in the room with the garbage can.
Yeah. With other garbage.
It will be
and
garbage.
Sometimes
if
it will be
energy.
Garbage. Yeah, it will be garbage if nobody claims it. So Keith comes all the way upstairs and says, "Brian, I need you to look at something." And I was like, "What? What's going on?" He's like, "I found a bed. It's by the garbage. But it's completely clean. I just want you to check it, make sure, you know, because I don't want to take something that you think.
I just wanted a second opinion.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he gave,
I said yes,
I
but if I got no, I would back down.
So and I was like, my interest was piqued. So I followed Keith all the way down there.
Steve.
Well, you're not cool yet.
Oh, that's right. You're still Keith.
You're
I was
cool.
unsure at that
you're
point.
You're not cool all the fucking time.
Well, I became unsure, and I lost my coolness and my lack of confidence.
Yeah.
And my own bed decisions.
You'll regain it. Don't worry.
Oh, I know. I'm excited.
I'm working on this. I'm weaving a thing here.
I know.
So
he's weaving one of those things.
He's weaving a bat.
So he takes me down, and I look at this bed near the garbage, and I think, oh my God, my friend is crazy with this garbage bed.
Yeah.
And I look at everything. I turned it. I touched it. I looked, you know, everywhere I could. And I even sniffed because I was like, does it smell like, you know, garbage? You know, because it's by the garbage.
Because it's been in a room with other garbage.
And hobos.
Exactly, and we were worried.
So then I finished my check, and I turned to Steve, and I said, Steve, this bed is perfect. And I helped him carry the garbage bed all the way up to his room.
That's a beautiful story.
And then... The frame for the bed had one fine frame. The other one was a little bit broken. But I realized it was the same frame that I had for my bed, which was currently in the same condition of one being nice and one being sort of broken. And they matched up to create the new ultra frame, as I like to call it, which is really the cheapest frame you could possibly buy for any bed, missing one of the proper feet. And so it's sort of balanced carefully on a wooden box edge. Like, it's got about half an inch to an inch to balance on. Nice. That's how I sleep on my bed from the garbage.
Well, you're not usually home.
That's true.
I liked when you had that Chinese flag up in your room.
Did you put down the Chinese flag?
No, it's still there.
Oh, it's still up?
It's been there. Oh, yeah.
He's had that.
You've had that hanging from your window, Mark, as your window shade for like over a year now.
Mark, you haven't been to Steve's pad in way too long.
Yeah.
You've been hanging out in the shark tank forever.
Yeah, I mean, there's a blue curtain behind it, so that it doesn't make my room bright red and also doesn't face out to the world as just China's flag. Because it drapes down. It takes over the whole window. I was fine with it. But it's got to be confusing because
we have so many American flags in our front room.
Maybe people think there's a Chinese-American guy lives there.
So it's a bunch of Americans and the Chinese guy.
But the sun shined in and it looked like my room was hell in the morning. Because my room was just bright red, like scaldingly red.
What's that like?
Yeah. Steve would hate it if a lady woke up in his room and the first thing she says, like, your room's really red.
Yeah, it
never wakes up as Steve.
Yeah, it's the China.
What
flag,
if he had a
maybe.
Really cool dream though?
Just imagine him like slowly morphing from Steve to Keith as he wakes up.
Yeah,
I've seen Keith and I've seen Steve.
Yeah, dude. Course.
Both are super fun, but yeah, it's seriously, it's like Steve Urkel and Stefan Urkel.
All right, so you guys, if I wanted to become a hipster,
Lisa, you're pretty much there. You're a server. You wear skinny jeans and you wear weird tops. You're a hipster.
Oh, I'm on my way. Yay!
You just don't have a bike yet.
Get some black frame glasses too.
And grow an ironic mustache.
You should
bust those out.
No, the shoes you wear are right because you wear flats like hipster girls do. And skinny jeans. Yeah, you're pretty much there.
Insist on riding a longboard skateboard.
Yeah, do that too.
Oh, she totally writes poetry.
I do write poetry. I feel like it's more than just what you wear, and like, I feel like you have to kind of.
Change your lifestyle.
Like, I feel like I'd have to research weird indie bands. And
I'm trying hard to picture a female hipster. Who do we know?
You know what? It's a lot of tattoos. Yeah, you know, like the girls.
Would you say Arbor Room folks, those girls?
Yeah.
It's bleached blonde, white-haired girls.
They're not really that. It's, God bless. It's probably just those girls that go to those parties I keep talking about.
You know who it is? It's Mooney.
Yeah, Mooney is, but not as much she used to be. But like when I think of our friend, Moon Unit, is what we call her.
Hi, Moon Unit. I hope you're listening.
Hey, Mooney.
She has tattoos now?
No, she will.
Hey, hang on.
You know it. I love you, Annie Ricks.
I feel like isn't there a difference between like
Annie Ricks is. Mooney is a lot more classically pretty than like hipster girls. Hipster girls generally do like.
Yeah, it's like
because they're angry inside. So
they're super thin. They bleach their lady hair, but they wear really dark, like harsh, like makeup and stuff. And then they wear like a shirt that looks like a piano, and then really, really bleached white tight jeans with some sort of black belt with some sort of.
It sounds like you're describing someone.
Yeah, like really, really light or like really, really dark, like just too bleached, like. Jokingly bleached, and then like a studded belt, a studded E belt. Yeah, I know. That's what they are.
I feel like there's different.
They are specific.
I feel like there's certain categories. Right. I've also seen the hipster in like the 70s, like big sweater and a weird like.
Yes, those are weird.
Flop like
I don't like the ones
flapper
that
girl
like
hat.
60.
And then
no, they look like they're 60.
And those
the way
fucking and those shorts that go up to like your tits.
Yeah, I know. They look like they're 60.
Exactly, like you know that's exactly how they look like they're 60.
Yeah. That's all it is. It's awful.
They're like, it's old people clothes,
change
but
your
it's like
life.
Hot young girls in
Aww.
Them.
No.
So it's awful. In itself ironic.
You know, a lot of those girls are real nice, though.
They're very nice. I'm not going to judge. Just because you dress like a hipster doesn't mean you're not nice. Not a good person.
Yeah, hipsters are people, too.
I like LP.
If you commit to that much.
But, I like him a bunch.
I have to be.
Oh my god, you guys.
Oh shit.
Oh, no.
But,
is it time for a shark attack?
It's time for a shark attack.
Oh.
What you got this week, Shark?
What you got, Shark?
There I was. I just stepped off the stage after reading a sweet slam poem at the coffee house in Normal, Illinois.
Ooh.
And this girl comes up to me and she's like, I really like that poem. And she gave me a pin. And she was like, you should put it on. You want to go out sometime. And I took it, just palmed it, put it in my pocket, and said, I'll call you. Didn't get her number.
Shark attack.
Shark attack.
That was a shark attack.
You didn't win. You suck, Shark. Shark, you suck.
It's still a sad story.
Time out. Was the girl not attractive?
No, she was actually pretty attractive.
Oh, god damn it, Shark.
I thought you were just getting out of like a
ridiculous.
Weird girl.
I mean,
just
trying to be
Why didn't she get a number?
She was a little weird, so I kind of wanted to like wait it out and see if maybe she was like.
She was a little weird? You're lucky you got that? So what?
She loved your shitty poem, Shark.
She loved your fucking stupid poem.
I know. Brian, I think you made out with her later.
Oh, my god.
Uh-oh. Nice work, B-Lo. Or should I say, B-Lo?
No, B-Wo is the Don-Wo when he does something cool.
The Don-Wo or the D-Wo.
Or the D-Wo. The D-Wo is spoken.
I also like saying B-Wo sexier when he's cool. B-Wo.
B-Wo.
And then B-Wo.
Oh my goodness.
The B-Wo does something for the lady's voice.
Mm-hmm.
Or something close
oh
to
yeah.
It.
You know, I think it feels like it might be time for B-Wo. Well, Castelvi.
Oh yeah. Everybody cool your jets and put on them hats. It's time, everybody, for B-Wo does something for the ladies.
Hey, all you hipster gals out there. Just put on your favorite Elvis Costello 45 right now.
That's good.
And you just start listening to that. And I just want to let you know that I'm here to listen to you. And I care. And yes, I noticed how much effort it takes to get your hair to look like that. It's totally like Betty Page. Oh my god. Cool necklace. That is a great necklace. I understand it's kind of like Madonna's. She used to wear a lot more, but I get how yours is like that.
Oh yeah.
I'm glad you let me ride on your pegs on your bike. Thanks. It's been super. Let's go not eat meat.
Oh yeah. This has been B-Wo Does Something for the Ladies. Tune in next week, you hip cats.
I felt like that was somewhat okay.
That was really good. Right. I think you did a great job.
Yeah,
really it's been a while since we've done B-Wo Does
I know,
Something
for the Ladies.
I know.
I felt a little rusty, but you know, I was just thinking of the hipster gals out there. And it was just like,
they do have weird necklaces.
I forgot to say something about the weird tops. The fun tops.
That look like pianos.
You know,
and you've seen him though, right?
I know what
you're talking about.
It's a piano inspired shirt.
It just looks like a keyboard.
Well, like different expressions of a keyboard. So, like, there's a big old wavy keyboard, and like a or just like a small.
I
like
know I've seen that
pencil
big old
drawing
wavy
keyboard.
There's many a type of piano.
I
shirt,
bet
but
you
they're all equal to piano.
You know, yeah. I bet you I fuckers that was on sale at Target. They went to Target. The hipsters, no matter how much they say they don't want to, they go to Target and they buy their fucking.
Wait, hipsters go to Target?
They do.
Only for tops. Only for tops.
Really?
Yeah,
because I like a number of the shirts at Target. They've got a decent selection for a department store.
At Target. Oh my god.
I like,
I'll admit I'll go to Target for tops, like polos or something.
Yeah. Dude, I saw
I'm wearing a Target
sweet,
polo right
ridiculous
now.
Ridiculous shirt to Target today.
LP, you're cool to admit you shop at Target like the rest of us.
Yeah, dude.
It's like, I admit it. I shop at Target.
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 That's it. I'm turning this podcast off. They're two of them are just vomiting now.
Target is a great store.
Target is a great store.
I'm all for Target.
Yeah, dude. Target is the shit. That's where you buy Nerf guns.
I was just about to bring that up. Yeah, I go there for the Nerf gun accessories
and shoes. If you are a lady and you need some shoes, go to Target.
You a lady and you need some shoes.
Every kind.
They really do.
I mean, yeah,
Target. It's spot on.
You know,
it's pretty good.
You know what pisses me off about Target, though?
Here we go.
Is,
buckle up.
Their endorsement of the anti-gay people?
No.
That shit's spot on. Fuck those things.
You know what pisses,
me off about Target is the electronics section. You know why?
Why?
It's electronic.
Because they don't trust you enough to just take a Nintendo DS game. Their Nintendo DS games are under lock and key.
Oh, so U10s, an adult, has to ask another adult to let you have that game you want?
And B-Wo, I have been in that dilemma, and I've always walked away.
That's why I go to GameStop.
Yeah, GameStop, I got no problem doing that. But I am going to be damned if I ask an employee that's like 16 years old if 24-year-old Tins can have that copy of Professor Layton and the Curious Village.
That's a great, fun, time-wasting game.
It is.
Oh my god.
That was a good, 10 road hours for me. That was good.
At least
more than that.
Is it even possible for us ever to be hipsters because we like this shit?
This
is fucking ridiculous.
Do you have to be born hipster in a way with your family and everything, or can you just instantly become hipster?
I think you develop it throughout probably high school and certainly throughout college.
Like a tumor.
Jesus,
Mark.
God damn it, Mark.
You know,
Mark.
Some people are born with little tumors, and you can nurse it to be a bigger tumor, but you can always develop a tumor after birth.
Fuck is this?
Is it something that you can learn though?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like you have a hip. Like it's like being a hippie for like a year.
You just make that decision, I guess.
Yeah, this is what I'm gonna do now.
I think that's what you do when
you
move
to
a new place. Helps too, because you can just like recreate yourself to all these people. Mm-hmm. Like for people who just want to do something different, if you just move to a new place, no one knows who you are. If you just start being all different with your decisions, like, that's just who they'll think you are.
Did you guys ever do that?
No.
Well, I mean, we all got phases, I guess.
I went through a phase where I would hype myself up a lot.
You would hype yourself up? Did you hear about that B-Wo guy?
That's pretty cool, huh?
Hi, I'm B-Wo. That's how I want to introduce
myself. Where, like, I was unsure about myself, so instead of just being unsure, I would just pretend that I knew that I was awesome.
That's, I think I'm at that phase.
And, like...
Except you are awesome.
I know, that's what I keep saying.
How would that happen? Like, can you, like a line you'd use?
It would just...
To hype yourself?
I just see
him in the mirror, and he opens his locker, like... You are awesome.
That was exactly
closes
what
it. And he puts on his fedora and he goes right.
His tie and his pants.
Zuzu, Ryan.
No, okay,
Ryan. Throw back a bottle of beer.
Suggesting hipsters still listen to Cherry Pop and Daddy.
I guarantee it.
Do your fucking swing dancing.
No, I think Cherry Pop and Daddy's in about 6 months will be like perfect.
You want me to play Zoot Suit Riot for
we
our
both
listeners?
Know you have it.
Coming up.
Holy fuck.
I hate that you assumed that and you're right.
Oh, was there Down Your Mind?
Because there was a phase where it was like that song and the Brian Setzer orchestra song.
I'll have you know, I enjoyed that, but I wasn't into that shit. I was still in my fucking ska.
Actually, you know what? To be honest, while I'm looking up Cherry Pop and Daddies, I just remembered that. funnily enough, I'm going through a music phase right now where I've got like 10,000 songs on my iPod, but I'm looking at the play count and I realized some of those songs on my iPod I've never played or only played once. So I made it a point to recently take every album that's currently on my iPod, listen to it at least twice, so I actually get a feel for what it sounds like, and then I can decide if I want to keep it or not.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. When you got like 28 days worth of music, it takes a while. But one of the albums I had to get through.
That's enough days to live through a zombie attack.
That's true. Yeah. Like 3 weeks ago, I hit the Cherry Pop and Daddy album.
Wait, you have the full fucking album?
Of course he does.
Yeah.
You gotta Christ get the whole Tins album, though.
Oh,
you
my
have
God.
To. I'm with Tins on this one. We've
the,
talked about this before.
The album,
dude,
which...
I have the fucking song. I just don't own the album.
Hey, guess what the album's called?
No.
Zoot Suit Riot.
Is it,
what track number is it?
What track number do you think it's the first song?
Is it all of the songs?
Do you guys ever have a method? Do you ever have a method like which track number their best song was, or like something like that?
Because a lot of like places, what Zoot Suit Riot or what Cherry Pop and Daddy?
A lot of groups I would see would put like their radio hit is like the number one song.
That's lame.
But then I'd be like, that's lame because everyone's gonna turn off your CD right after they hear that. So like other people would put it as like track three, but put
track
two good
three
ones
is
up
a solid there. Track three or four. Three
one's
or
four. Gotta be pretty good though.
One's good, but it's not the album.
One's generally high energy, but yeah, not the album. Mm-hmm. If one is the album, then I start to doubt the album.
Yeah, that's true.
I usually gauge on number four. Number four is my big.
Well, I
solid.
Do shuffle, so
God.
Yeah. I listen to a lot of albums in full, though. It's just how I like to absorb them.
So you listen to Cherry Pop and Daddy's album twice?
No, I haven't listened to it a second time.
Oh,
it wasn't that entertaining for me, round one.
Maybe you'll notice all the subtle things from the Cherry Pop
and Daddy's. The third track is about his mom, so...
I bet one of the
she's got a ska dance.
I think there's one about like some women and you know maybe some heartbreak.
What if each song's had this super deep hidden meaning?
Yeah, I'm sure Cherry Pop and Daddy's always
like
that.
They're like
those great moral values.
Dude, Cherry Pop and Daddy's could have wrote like 50 like goth songs I would never have known. I only knew that one song.
I feel like I always hear the cherry and the pop, but I'm not sure what the daddy is.
Doesn't cherry matter. Pop and Daddy, it's kind of like sexual.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I'm like, ew.
Yeah. Hey, ew. Okay, so... Supposing Cherry Pop and Daddies were having a concert.
Okay.
Like, tomorrow. We find out Cherry Pop and Daddies are playing at likely the Cubby Bear.
If it's awesome. $25 or less, I'm there.
I was just about to ask, what's your money cutoff limit for seeing the Cherry Pop and Daddies?
That was our cutoff for Smash Mouth. I don't see why Cherry Pop and Daddies
should
be any different.
Smash Mouth is so much better than Cherry
Pop. Yeah, I was going to say my
not
limit
even
is...
a contest.
I think my high end is probably like $9.
If you put two digits on this thing, I am not showing up.
Tins, that is bullshit and you know it. If I said, Tins, let's go to Cherry Pop and Daddy's, it's $20, you'd go.
I don't know. I don't think I would.
I know,
that's why I didn't say you, Castelby.
Well, I'm just saying, I couldn't, don't ask me.
I might go, but I'm not going to...
Don'ting.
I know I'm not going to enjoy myself nearly as much for the other 2 hours of the show as I would have, as I'd be enjoying Zoot Suit Riot. I guess I'd go for $20, but I'd know that I'd... really be only paying $20 for that 3 minutes
you
and 30 seconds.
You could probably just always yell Zoot Suit Riot and get him to play it 4 or 5 times. I hear that works at the Cubby Bear pretty frequently.
Yeah, I have a hard time being at weird concerts of music I don't really like. Like, remember when Heath and Tins, when we went to, where did we go to?
Viper?
Yeah, the Viper.
Oh,
no, Cobra.
Cobra, yeah.
And we saw, what
close
are they
to
like,
Viper.
They're like reggae.
It was
bands.
The first band was like really highly reggae.
Oh.
Reggae dub, I'd say mostly.
Yeah, and then it was reggae ska, and then it was ska reggae.
But yeah, it was a band that I'm in the same boat. Like, I'm not familiar with that band, so.
Dude, I'd love that shit.
So like,
it was fun.
It was, we had fun.
It took some warming up to.
You can't, like,
and the audience was lame. Full of hipsters, I might add.
Yeah.
Fucking people who don't want to look like they're having fun where they're having fun. Like, what the fuck? Why? Just
I would say that's a great
is that
description
what hipsters
hipster.
Do? Is to not look like they're having
they
fun?
They can't look like they're having fun ever.
I
even if
disagree.
They're having the time of their goddamn life.
Because I went at ICU, one night specifically, I went to a hipster party, and, like, they were just so weird. Like, people were just, like, wrapping each other in blankets and, like, climbing on stuff.
What the fuck kind of party did you go to?
Then,
you know,
did you go to an orgy?
What's so funny about that? Wait, I was just thinking about a few parties I've been to where people have done that.
What are you talking about?
Like, climbing on...
Like, are they, like,
just,
like,
yeah, like
spider?
No, people are just, like... It's, like, is everyone here on drugs? And like, but they weren't. Like, maybe one or two. But, and there's, like, someone hula hooping out front and just random stuff.
Yeah, dude, the men just like to prove they can climb trees. They're like 7-year-old boys.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen
but
that.
I'm just gonna climb the tree. No, I'm all
it's
like
one with
here.
The earth, man.
Yeah, whatever, dude.
I was
I know I'm wearing a hoodie with a guitar. That's like a guitar hoodie.
I would
say.
Oh,
that would go great with the piano girl.
Exactly.
Random and just strange, rather than just like, oh, I'm standing here with my drink. It's like they do weird things.
Sometimes.
So they're climbing on the walls and wrapping themselves in blankets?
Yeah, that happened.
And LP, you said you've been to a party like this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And?
No, I was just... I forget what it was.
I wasn't there.
No, you weren't.
Was I there?
No.
No. But, there was an incident where a girl was like... She just wanted to be in a blanket the whole time. And then me and my friends went outside on the front and see who could scale the side of the apartment the highest. And my friend eventually got up to, like, the second window ledge.
Whoa.
And we were like, dude, you need to get down.
What?
And eventually he got down safely, but he was shit scared.
Wow. It's fun.
Drink and climb. Yeah. That's the lesson for this.
What a dangerous, increasingly dangerous thing. Like, how far you get, it makes it way worse.
Yeah, the better you are, the more likely you are to die.
Yeah.
You know who, is a hipster that we know from college? Jared the Wolfman Mason.
He is. Oh, yeah, dude, he is.
Yeah.
He's a cool hipster.
He's a very cool hipster.
He's very good.
Yeah.
He is not lame.
Yeah.
And by any means.
Well, he's a completely altruistic person, too.
I remember my first encounter with Jared, that I really remember.
The guy from college, he was in the improv mafia with us.
Yeah, my first encounter with him that I really remember was he was a freshman in college, or he was like a transfer or something. So he was like 20, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kid comes to a party that Mark and Nick and I threw. And he got shit-faced on scotch. And he drank, like, a bottle of scotch. And, like, everybody else, all these other kids his age were, like, drinking Bacardi Razz. And this kid drank a bottle of scotch.
Yeah, hipsters always drink whiskey.
And I was
like, no other choice.
And
except
I was
for the
like,
girls.
Dude, why'd you drink an entire bottle of scotch? And he was just, I don't know, he like, didn't know.
Yeah, on our walk home, we were walking through the street.
He's a wild man.
And he was wearing my trench coat that I had bought at a thrift store for $3.
Yeah.
Very hipster of me. And I lent it to him, and he looked like Paddington Bear. Is that the one that looks like?
Paddington Bear does have a raincoat. Yeah,
we realized he looked like Paddington Bear. And he fell over in the street laughing. And we all fell over in the street laughing. Because he fell over in the street laughing. Like, we couldn't believe he just stopped in the street, laughed so hard that he fell over, and lay in the street.
Didn't something happen in the elevator, or, like, later, or was he just cackling?
I'm sure all sorts of nonsense happened. That was sophomore year. That's arguably the dumbest year.
Yep.
He was a wild child. God bless him.
Sophomore, I was dumb. I was a big old idiot.
I
were all idiots. Like
that
Chris,
was pretty cool.
Like Chris woke up once in a stairwell. Like we all were idiots at least like 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
Story reminded me though. I in high school I used to thrift a lot. Like there were times when that's the only clothes I would want to buy ever. and I remembered one of my dumber thrift store purchases. There was a box full of hats, and I saw one. It was like a kind of like a blue beret-ish thing, but it had a dumb snap button on the front. It was $1, but there were like 14 other of that exact same hat, and I bought them all.
What?
Give them to your friend?
Yeah, like my the whole...
I don't know if that's so much hipster as just demonstrates your insane need to buy garbage. Everything in this fucking apartment is just trash he finds.
Hey, come on, dude. We all find this trash.
Granted, you all find this trash. We're classier. And granted, I do it too, so whatever.
We're classier a little bit more than we were at our places in college.
It's like living inside a freakier TGI Fridays.
Yeah. It's like now we pay for the garbage that we put on the walls.
I remember when we were leaving college, you were having a big problem getting rid of all your garbage.
I had to select like 3 boxes worth of garbage that I wanted to keep.
And Tins, you know you found some of that shit by the garbage.
Dude, Castelvi, at one point
it just happened. It's not a big deal.
At one point we found a truck tire and we rolled it 6 blocks home. And we used it as a base for the coffee table that we used to grow an avocado tree.
I remember that. Oh my goodness. Tins' defense, I think that really gave the apartment character.
That was a great one.
Absolutely. No one's saying it did give a character.
Like I was just about, I took pictures of things on the walls. I don't want to forget
I keep coming across photos from my last 2 years of college, and I see all the bullshit that was on the walls. And at the same time, it's like each piece gives me a nice little memory, and at the same time, I'm like, why did we put that still kind of oily hubcap on the wall?
Oh my god.
So funny.
It's ridiculous. Stop signs everywhere.
I mean,
speed humps ahead. That one's from
college.
Speed
humps ahead.
Well, your environment, you want it to reflect you. You know?
Yeah, like, exactly.
And we're all just about nonsense, so just surround ourselves with it, and then we're always having fun.
Then we don't really have to explain ourselves to people after they've been over once. Mm-hmm. Like, they kind of know who we are already as people. Yeah. And I mean, we ended up taking a lot of garbage, but if we...
It's so fun to say.
You guys acquired like 30 cones.
Oh, there's so many cones.
I forgot at the end of the year we hid a traffic cone in the tiles of our ceiling for the next tenants to find with a message like from the past written on it. If I had to buy all that stuff myself, A, it wouldn't be as fun, it wouldn't be as memorable. B, I'd have to spend a lot of money on those things.
So wait.
You would be in debt.
I would, if I put it on my credit card, I certainly would be.
Oh man, wait, can I please just hear one second? In the damn cone.
Yeah.
You left a message for people?
Yeah.
What was the message you left? What did you tell them?
I don't know. It was something simple. We didn't impart any
wisdom.
Did you
say, like, people of Earth, it is Tins? What did you do?
You're welcome for the go.
I'm sorry.
No.
People of Tins.
I think we probably just said something like, greetings from the Lindenberg, or greetings from the past Lindenberg, something like that. Enjoy your stay. Boom! Because every time... often, when we would say the word boom, we would scream it through our traffic cones.
And you would say boom when you were agreeing with something that was said.
I still do.
And I know I do as well. Yeah. So I just have to imagine that through a cone often.
I do it too, I think, because you guys do it, and then I never realized that wasn't common until I would use it
no
at
one's
like
seen
work,
training
and
day.
No
That's
one
their problem.
Would do it.
It's a training day thing.
So anyway, Biwo, you can continue your ad now.
Oh my god. Well, if you spent a lot of money, like $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you would want to call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. Hey.
Isn't there a song for that?
Isn't there a wild guarantee you make?
That's right. Only sometimes.
I thought I would stop that because I was told not to.
You can do it.
I do.
I don't even know why I was doing this at all.
Okay, well then, now I'm free. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
Not free.
will guarantee to not help guaranteed. You ride a dinosaur of your choosing.
We will choose the dinosaur.
Just make sure to call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. Hey, Matt, what's that jingle for that company?
They're singing round the globe.
Round the globe.
They're singing round the globe about the company that lets you ride dinosaurs.
For debt.
Not a
guarantee.
Not a guarantee.
Debt for dinosaurs.
Hit it. 866-963-2354. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com. Yorg!
Good jingle.
Yeah. Keith, you look like you got something out of your mind.
I had a feeling that Zephyr was just going to go ahead and just beat me to the pop chip, so I thought I'd let him. I mean, it's come to my attention. I listened to the podcast that I wasn't there for, and apparently we've decided to say goodbye to our once wonderful contributor, Pop Chips. Pop Chips, yes, the snack there. They're pushing, but seems to be fading from the shelves.
Yeah.
Oh, they've barely started.
I know.
They're actually growing pretty quickly, I was told.
Yeah,
Pop Chips is super popular.
Why? To hipsters?
Because we gave them the Octavarius bump.
Oh, yeah. Is that what it was?
You know, when we relayed a lot of their flavors to garbage?
Some of them were okay.
It's all in jest.
It is.
With a little bit of truth.
I mean, there are okay flavors. As we say our goodbye, I'll give them one proper advertisement. burial, so to speak.
Okay.
Yes, Pop Chips. The snack that's not baked, not fried, but rather pop. So you get all the flavor of that fried chip without any of that grease or oil.
Yuck.
Yeah, ew. And it's like popcorn, and you eat it up, and there's so many good flavors. Gosh, there's barbecue, there's salt and pepper, there's salt and vinegar, there's sour cream and onion, I think there's sour cream and cheddar cheese, there's plain old original, and there may be even more.
It's like Pringles, but
popped. It's like Pringles, but popped. So, when you think of Pringles, that other company of chips, think of Pop Chips instead, huh?
You didn't say they tasted like garbage. That was so nice.
No.
That was almost touching.
A good send-off.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone else has a product they would like us to make fun of for 3 months and then maybe one time honestly give a positive advertisement.
I like Target.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got no beef with Target. Target. You know it, so keep shopping there.
Wait, what about the thing about them donating to the anti-gay people?
Oh, that's right. I don't know
Target.
What that means.
We might be dicks.
I did not hear that was a thing.
It's a thing.
Oh. Yeah, they donated some.
Yeah.
As long as they still have, you know, shirts and hats I like.
Are they just anti-gay people, or are they, like pro-giving Keith money anti-gay people?
Well, we don't know that yet.
See, that's
if they're pro-giving Keith anti-gay people...
What?
Huh? I don't want an anti-gay person.
What is that? Pro-giving Keith money?
Yeah.
That's their campaign stance. They are for giving Keith money.
But they're anti-gay?
I just wouldn't like them to say anti-gay
part. Oh, that's
part.
A dilemma I don't want to deal with.
I know.
Yeah.
They don't seem like good people all around.
Yeah.
So
well,
shop at Walmart.
A good company. Huh?
We'll decide later.
Yeah. I think, unfortunately, that's just about going to do it for this podcast.
Come see our show, Octavarius, So Nefarious, at Comedy Sports, Sundays at 7.
Yeah, it's live, so you can actually touch us.
Yeah. Was it 929 West Belmont?
That it is.
And we'll be doing a hipster-based themed show based off of the suggestion from one of our listeners today and in this podcast.
You don't have to touch us, but you can.
Yeah.
You
can
definitely touch us if you want.
Come to the show dressed as a hipster, and you'll get the discounted rate.
So you hipsters, you already did it.
Like you, Bobin Ventura of Chicago, Illinois.
Good on
you. Hope that answered your question, Bobbin.
They sell PBR.
Yeah.
No, and Old Style.
Old Style, not PBR.
That's the new PBR, yeah.
Old Style's the new
Old Style.
All right, anyway, thanks for listening. Check back every Monday for a fresh episode. And have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everybody.
Bye. Octavarius.com is our website.
You're running out of time.
It's our website.
Lock the door.
It is our website.
He's coming back for more.